talk to your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, well, well. Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. I can't get over this illness. I think I have like a something just moved in. You know those commercials? I think it's like Mucinex where those little green guys
yes.
live inside. And there's like five of them. I think I have like all of Denver of those guys just living inside of me. I cannot shake them. I've switched antibiotics and I've done everything. All natural stuff. I just went out and ate some grass in the backyard. Like, I've done everything.
That might do it.
Went from all medicine to all natural, but I just cannot get fully better. So, that's what I'm dealing with. But, I don't know. You good? You sick?
Yeah. No.
Everybody's sick around here.
I'm not sick at all, and I feel bad that you're so sick. Like, I don't like that for you.
Like, Ryan Seacrest was sick. He had the flu.
What?
I didn't get it from him. I don't have the flu. But like all the kids, all the contestants on American Idol, there's like a bug going around.
Mm.
So it is like long live the grossness up
yeah.
here. But I'm done. I'm done with Idol. I go today actually to go. I don't know how I'm going to dance. I'm supposed to dance on tour for Dancing with the Stars, the tour, starting
yeah.
tomorrow. But I can't breathe without coughing. How sexy is that going to be?
I mean, probably
it's like,
pretty
here
hot.
He is with the jive.
I mean,
it is.
It's fine. You're going to do great. People will love it.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do the show, and I'm going to feel good. We got a lot of people stopping by today. I think Mitchell Tenpenny's coming by later on. Brantley Gilbert and Lindsay Yell are coming by later on the show as well.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymundo in weather news. Bad weather in the South and Midwest today. Tons of rain. Careful on the road. In sports, crazy win for the Los Angeles Chargers last night. In the final seconds, they beat one of the best teams in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, 29-28. You got to see the highlights. And finally, look to the sky on Sunday night. The brightest comet of the year. You're going to be able to see it. It's going to zoom past Earth around 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central.
Big Three.
News stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Kind of cool news. Raymundo, our audio producer, got his first car endorsement. Look at this.
Wow.
We'd like to end on a good note here. That's right. You're now doing commercials for a car dealership.
Yeah, with Ford. I do have a Chevy. So
wait, that's not how you lead the segment.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm in talks trying to do a trade-in. I do need to swap out the vehicle. I don't want to drive a different vehicle than what I promote.
Integrity.
Absolutely. So I want it to match up, but I just can't believe I landed a car dealership. My girl heard it, and she's like, I am so proud of you. Out of everything I've done, she's like, you landing a car dealership is so huge. I'm like,
come on, Raymond.
Yeah.
Is that your first ever endorsement on the radio?
No, I've had some others. I had a hair company randomly. I did
What do you mean a hair? Like losing your hair?
Yeah, thinning.
Thinning.
Is what we call it.
Exactly.
Just trying to get it to thicken up a little bit. But I had that for a time. I've done Jason Aldean stuff. So I've had some stuff before.
Are those the two things you've had?
Back in the day, I want to say that I had what was it? Random. It was like
gym?
It might have been a gym, but I
don't think he's had any others, folks.
Yeah.
Listen, do you have any audio of this commercial yet?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Right here. This is a little 30-seconder.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
What's up, you guys? It's Ray from the Bobby Bones Show. Ford of Murfreesboro. They are awesome. Black Friday sales going on all month long at Ford of Murfreesboro. Get up to
you're good, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're good.
And I don't even drive a Ford. Imagine
Wait,
once
no,
I
you shouldn't say oh that. Goodness. No, don't say that.
$3,000 more for your trade, plus $10,000 off vehicles, like a 2018 F-150. All their vehicles come with that lifetime warranty, no charge. Ford of Murfreesboro.com. Go see my boys, Andy and Jason, in the borough. Buy now, pay later. Any new Ford, make no payments until 2019. Again, that website, Ford of Murfreesboro.com. Go see them.
That's good.
Yeah, I was kind of running out of stuff to say at the very end.
Yeah,
I stretched it.
I will say that your spots are great. You may be one of the best commercial people in the studio.
Well, I mean, I do work with people that cut commercials all the time, so I've heard good commercials before.
And then secondly, yeah, you got to get a Ford, buddy.
I know. And do I get free oil changes?
Well, pump the brakes. We're proud of you, Raymundo, our audio. Yeah, your first endorsement there. Come on.
I'll be driving up here in a big old Ford truck, y'all. Watch out for me.
And his boys that work there. There he is. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you.
Good work. And you sound good.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Amy, your daughter wants a TV in her room. Is that right?
Well, yeah. It made it onto her Christmas list.
So what happens? Do you give them an option to write down whatever they want or what?
Yeah, well, they've never made a Christmas list before. So in fact, getting them to do that was sort of a chore in itself because they didn't understand. It's not like they've grown up knowing that you can ask Santa or mom and dad for things. So that was weird to them.
So what happened at the orphanage during Christmas?
I mean, they celebrated. They put up a tree and, you know, churches would rally together and send shoeboxes full of things and gifts for the kids. And but it was all stuff to really share. And it's not anything they specifically asked for, you know?
So how did you explain to them what a Christmas list was?
Well, it took a while. In fact, I think my son's still trying to get it down. Like every day, ever since I told him to make a list of things he wants, just every day he tells me he wants these light-up shoes. And so every day he tells me, he's like, where are my light-up shoes? I told you I wanted them. And I'm like, no. You make the list, and then you see if you end up getting it for Christmas if you're good.
Oh, he wanted them right then.
Yeah, he goes, but I was good. Where are my light-up shoes? Like, it's still, he's still, like, trying to figure it out. But Stashira has figured it out. Like, she's like, okay, I just write down what I want, and maybe I'll get it. So homegirl went strong. She went for the big stuff. She straight up wants a TV in her room and a little mini fridge for her snacks.
Oh, she wants like a dorm. She wants to live in, she wants to go to college.
She would never leave her room. I mean, obviously we would make her, but if we set that up, which we won't, she would live in there. In fact, she told me, she said before, she hopes that maybe she doesn't have to work because she'd be really good just watching TV all day and eating snacks. So it's kind of like, I mean,
lunchbox.
Makes sense to me that she wants a TV. She even showed me exactly in her room where it could hang and then exactly where the mini fridge could go. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no. That you
so
need to
are
make...
you going to do the TV?
Heck no.
Oh, you're
I
not?
I never even had a TV in my room until like last year.
But are you going to make your kids live by what you...
No, she does not need... No, they have a little common area upstairs where they have their own little TV and their playroom and where they... it's like their... They've got their toys and they also have their desks where they study. Like, it's their space and they have a TV in there and that is all they need. No.
So, how about the mini fridge? Will she get that?
No. She can,
man, she's getting nothing?
Come on.
No. I told her she needs to revise her list. Like, I'm sorry. Santa can't do that.
Well, yeah, but what if Uncle Bobby shows up with a TV and
Uncle
a mini
Bobby,
fridge?
Uncle Bobby, if you show up with a mini fridge, no wonder she's so excited for you to come over for Haitian night. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm going to get a recliner that you open. You put your beer in the you know, like on Friends.
Yeah. You're right. She's basically Lunchbox.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny. I mean, she works. Like, she likes to do fun things. She likes to make bracelets, and she's got her own thing going where she, like, does more than just watch TV. But I tell you what, that girl, she loves Netflix.
So your son's going to get light-up shoes.
Well, I don't know. In case he's listening right now, I don't know.
Oh, they listen this early?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind. Well, what else does she want?
Well, that was
Oh, that's
that
it?
Was
she's
list.
Starting over? Oh,
so
boy.
She, well, there is this like scooter thing she wants, but they both want it. So I feel like we'll kind of get that as like a gift they can share. That's cool, right? Like if you've got two kids that both want the same thing, you can just get one and they can share it.
I think for them it's going to be cool. They've never experienced a Christmas before like this.
And last year all they got was sleeping bags, so it's fine.
Yeah. Get her a TV that is also a mini fridge. That'd be awesome. Put it in the room.
She literally, honestly, she responds well to things. Like, and she's worked so hard. She really does deserve it. But sorry, we're just not going to. That's a little too much. Because she would never leave. Yeah. And I want to show her that she's done so well and that she has earned, like, gifts. But that's too much.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Alan Jackson announced a new tour for 2019, and he's bringing Randy Houser and William Michael Morgan with him.
That'll be good. You know that Randy Houser, by the way, one of the best singers. Like, if you ever just get a chance to hear him sing in his bathroom, because I go to his house sometimes, just listen at the door.
Mm-hmm.
No, but like, he really is a really good singer. You ever sing in the shower and think you're actually pretty good? Because
yes.
I do sometimes, where I'm like, man, I'm really rocking it. I like to hear Houser sing in the shower.
Probably sounds amazing.
Yeah, right? Like, it'd be so good. But it'd be cool to see Alan Jackson. And then we haven't heard from Randy Houser in a while. But man, he really is one of the best singers in country music. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Mitchell Tenpenny has a new album out today called Telling All My Secrets. Here's the number one single off the album called Drunk Me.
I've been sober, 'cause there ain't no hangover like you. Girl. No, no.
good one. Yeah, good. I like that guy. He's got some good stuff on that record, too. Morgan, number two, anything else?
Yeah, we've got movies coming out this weekend. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse with 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's a cartoon? Right.
Yes.
Mike D saw that. And if you don't know, Mike D's kind of nerdy in his own way. I think I'm a nerd, so what am I going to do? Call somebody else a nerd? But you saw it.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Were there a lot of adults in the room?
No, it's all kids.
You're the only adult?
The only adult without kids.
There you go. Amy, if you take your kids to a movie and there's one adult man.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, what's this dude up to?
Yeah, right? But you liked it? You saw the 98% like that?
Yeah, I loved it.
All right. What else, Morgan, number two?
And The Mule is out featuring Clint Eastwood with 65% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Surprised that's not higher. Not because I've seen The Mule, but the previews look so good. And it's Clint Eastwood. You know, that's where he's like running drugs, but he's like an old man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, well, there you have it. Morgan number two, is that it?
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a family fell asleep watching a movie in their townhome in Wisconsin, but their 15-year-old son luckily woke up, was able to get his 11-year-old sister out, and get his mom out safely, and there was flames everywhere. Yes, this 15-year-old went back into the house with fire. He also called 911, and while firefighters were on their way in the townhome, next door to their townhome, their aunt lived, and she's legally blind. He went and saved her and got her out as well.
What do you give him, a key to the city, or like a PlayStation, or what? He's 15.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the fire chief was saying, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit for this. So he's extremely brave.
Would you do that? Would you run back in the house?
With the flames? I honestly don't know because I would be so scared.
I think you would if it was family.
And now I've seen This Is Us and like...
Oh, This Is Us, the TV show.
Yeah.
You know, I stopped watching it before that happened.
Oh, you don't know. Well, we don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Okay,
no,
well, I
know
there
was
who
fire.
Or what. Yeah.
No, I know what happened because it doesn't matter. That show's all shot out of sync anyway.
Yeah.
But Eddie, would you run back in?
No. I mean, just listen to you guys talk
but
about
for
it.
For your kid.
No.
For your kid, you would run back in. But
yes.
Would you run back in for your...
Go like ahead, old, give me another
your
option.
Old, your old aunt.
No, the old aunt, you know, she lived a good life.
No, stop it. All right, that is a good story. And he's 15 years old. Man, I bet he's the coolest kid at school now.
Probably.
All right, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Arizona. A man has been arrested after he was upset about a traffic camera, you know, taking pictures of his license plate. You run the red light, you get a ticket. So he went and tried to light it on fire so no one would get tickets.
Oh, wow.
Only problem is it took a picture of his license plate after he parked his car there.
I went to jail.
Huh. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Mitchell Tenpenny.
Big fan of this guy. Mitchell Tenpenny's coming in the studio right now. He got an album out. There he is. There he is. Come on. There he is. Come on. What up, my friend?
Good to see you again.
We are on the radio. There's some headphones if you want it. What up, fellas?
What's up?
Come on in. Big party. Let me see. Mitchell, how are you, bud?
Good, man. Doing all right.
Seeing you in a couple weeks.
I know.
Mitchell came out to my comedy show.
I saw that, and you, like, did an interpretive dance.
Well, he didn't know I was going to drag him up. I actually had texted Mitchell, because Mitchell is the unicorn of, you grew up in Nashville.
Yeah, born and raised.
Which, mostly, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Most people come to Nashville.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. So I was like, hey, I figure you're in town. It was over Thanksgiving break. And I was like, hey, I'm doing a comedy show. You should come. And so he came. And then he was in the crowd, and I was like, hey, dude. I was on stage. You didn't think I was going to call you up, right?
No, absolutely not. No. I was enjoying the show. I was laughing. I was having a great time. And then big old surprise, come up and lip sync.
I'm also glad I forgot you were there. Because when my friends are in the crowd, I always put this weird pressure on myself. Like, yeah. To try to be. But I forgot you were there. And I felt like the show was pretty good.
It was amazing. Seriously, we had the best time. Thanks for inviting us. And I was laughing the whole time. Until I had to get up and lip sync. And then again, but you say, be out of your comfort zone, man. I was there. And it was a lot of fun. It turned out good.
If you want to do anything... you know, cool and different. You got to be out of your comfort zone. However, I don't know if he was, if ours thing was cool, mm-hmm. But I had him come up and his voice was a little messed up. And I said, hey, Mitchell, why don't you come and lip sync to your song?
And, oh, yeah. That's why. Okay.
What?
Well, I was like, is he lip syncing?
Yeah, he was because
Yeah.
You're on vocal rest or something at that point?
Yeah, I was until today. Like, now's our trip to the, we're going out full speed. So we were just supposed to take it easy. But yeah, that was just funny.
So I called him up and I played the track. And he's just, but I was just dancing behind him like a fool.
Yes.
Doing a little interpretation. Yeah, I was fresh off Dancing with the Stars, Amy.
Yeah. So you got all your fresh dancing skills.
Super fresh, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Super fresh. Hey, let me ask you about this song, by the way. Drunk Me. This song is pitched to other artists.
Yeah, I pitched it all over the place, and it was that one song I felt like someone would cut it, and it never happened. I was like, what's going on? Why isn't this happening? But when it came time for the record, it was still there. It just felt right.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's just one of those things, natural.
Such a good, let me listen to this. Hold on. Let me see if I still like it. Hold on. Listen. Still like it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Who would have thought? I still like it.
We did a cool come together thing too, and when we were dancing with the two.
We did, because there's a part. Us dancers, Mitchell and I, we're both dancers. Actually, we're not. Neither one of us are dancers.
No, I'm definitely not.
So this record that's out today, by the way. I was reading this thing where you wrote like almost 60 songs, and you have to cut it down to.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably more like 400 songs, but we ended up, what we said was 60. Yeah, it's crazy. I've been writing for a long time, and to make a record, you just kind of figure out where you're at this point in life. I'm sure like at this moment, because last week I wasn't the same person. So you come, you make 11 songs of where you're at, and I'm ready to get it out, man.
Well, you got 12 on this record.
Yeah, we do have 12.
So you just added one today, apparently, because you just went 11 to 12.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we went 12. Yeah, well, we have a bonus track on certain versions of the record. So
what was the last song that added to the record?
It was probably Walk Like Him, my song I wrote for my dad, and it just felt like the perfect way to end the record, pay homage to him, because he always believed in this crazy dream, and that's big when your parents, especially if you want to be a musician, that they give you that opportunity and don't turn you away from it, and I was very blessed to have parents that, let me figure it out.
Let me play some of this, Walk Like Him. He was better at putting that bottle down, but I spend every day trying to make him proud. If I said that I did, I'd be lying, but I'm trying. Come on. How good is that?
Thanks, man.
I may have you play that one later. That's a good one. All right, Mitchell Timpani's here. Your voice is good, though, right?
Yeah, we're fine.
I asked like four times.
I appreciate that, Bobby. Thank you.
I said, because I'm not making him sing if he's not like healthy and ready to go. I have my producer ask. I'm asking.
They asked back then. I appreciate that, man, but we're good. Thank you.
All right. Mitchell Timpani's here. Can I make a request? Can I request any song I want?
Okay. We'll try.
I want to hear Telling All My Secrets.
Okay. Because
that's a jam. And if you don't, Mitchell Timpani's here. The name of the record is Telling All My Secrets, and this is a song called Telling All My Secrets. Here we
all
go.
Right.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Come on. Mitchell Timpani in the studio. Come on. Somebody give me a towel. Come on.
Dang. A towel?
Yeah, I'm all sweaty and hot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not good, man. Come on. He's got a record out today. It's called Telling All My Secrets. That's a jam, too. Girl, you got me telling all my secrets. This is good in here. You're playing with us. It is right here. It's crazy. I'll let them know. Feel sexy, man.
Thank you.
That's the goal, right? To make 38-year-old men feel sexy?
I think, right?
Yeah.
Whoever wants to feel sexy, go for it.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Mitchell Timpani.
All right, he's got a record out today. He just demolished us all in the studio with his song, Telling All My Secrets. Mitchell Timpani's here. Let me run through some of these songs, Mitchell. Let me see which ones I like.
Okay.
I just started to lay them out. I was like, nah, pass. How about this one? Truck I Drove in High School. When'd you write this one?
Man, that's another old, probably 2 or 3 years.
Really?
A bunch of these just kind of felt like they stood the test of time for me, at least.
What was a truck you drove in high school?
I had, my dad's F-150 that I got first, which was a 92, I believe, black. But then I got a Mercury Mountaineer that squeaked like crazy. And so he's named it Squeaky Rafiki.
Squeaky Rafiki.
That's right.
Amy, what'd you drive in high school?
A 1986 Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
With big tires.
Well, you guys are also masculine.
I would go mudding.
Well, look at you. She wins. Amy's a cool dude. That's awesome. Do you still have that car?
No, and I wish I did. I'm so mad. I mean, awesome. I would like to find it. If I could, it'd be amazing. Because I sold it for $5,000.
Oh, jeez. I'll take that. No. Yeah,
can you find it?
I was trying to ask my dad if we had the VIN number anywhere, because that would be the best way to find it. So yeah, I guess I could.
Is that as cool as my 88 Subaru that cost me $300? Little car.
Did you go mudding?
I mean, mudding for me was like a ditch. I couldn't get out of the ditch. It was so small. Here is Alcohol, You Later. And now we hit one. Let me ask you this impossible question. Mitchell Tenpenny's in the studio. It's a tough question.
Can't wait.
Well, not embarrassing or anything, but if someone says, hey, give me a song that represents you on the record. Like, one song. Which one would you want them to listen to? Exactly. I told you it was a tough question.
That is tough.
You made fun of me.
As that represents me, I think Truck I Drove in High School. Like, it's the energy that I like to present and what I like, you know, just easy going.
I like this one here. I like Chance Worth Taking.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Good ones. I like that one.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Record's out today. You know, you were talking about this song, Walk Like Him, which was the last song on the record, and it's a song that you wrote for your dad.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a verse and a chorus of this song, if you don't mind. Is that
absolutely
cool with you? You guys know that one? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Your band looks like, they're like, we got it. Because if they don't, they're in trouble. Mitchell Tenpenny's in here. His record's called Telling All My Secrets. And so kind of set the song up for me before you play this.
Yeah, man. I mean, I lost my dad to cancer a few years ago, and it's just one of those things that sucks, man. And but you're trying to play tough sometimes, and it takes a while to hit. It took a while to hit me, at least. And I was driving down the road. We were in our van, and my band was asleep. I was driving. Something about that loneliness just hit me, and I broke down finally. And it was like, I don't have my dad anymore. But something about that title came up there, and I wrote it on my phone, Walk Like Him, you know, being like, actually, my mom used to say I walk like him, 10 and 2, like my feet, but actually walking like him, how he lived his life. And I wrote it, and it ended up, you know, it just felt like the right thing to end the record with, you know, pay homage to him, but also send the record off on a little, you know, somber note.
Love that. It's track 12 on the record. It was, you told us earlier, it was the last song you added to the record.
Yeah. It was the last song of the year to write that year, too. And I wasn't going to go to that write. I didn't feel like it. My manager was like, get your butt up. You're going to that write. And I'm glad I did because, you know, it just completed this record for me.
Let me get a verse and chorus. This is Walk Like Him from Mitchell Tenpenny. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Come on. That's awesome, dude.
Thank you.
That's really special. Come on. Well, my friend, you know I'm a big fan.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Sam.
Like you as a person, too.
And thank you, man.
I didn't go for everybody. I'll be honest with you.
I appreciate it, dude. Same, man.
Some people come in and sing like Angel, and I'm like, nah, not that good a dude. Right, Eddie?
Yep.
But not Mitchell.
Oh, hey, Eddie. I didn't see you back there, brother. Good to see you, man. Yeah. Got the pizza hat on. Love it. I took two, too. Don't worry.
From where did you guys get those hats? The radio?
Yeah, CMA remotes, yeah.
Oh. Yep. See, just like us. See, Eddie, stars are just like us.
I took
them. Yeah, we take all the free stuff.
Of course.
Mitchell Tenpenny's got a record out today. It's called Telling All My Secrets. My friend, it is... It's really good to have you in this morning.
Man, thank you, Bobby, for everything, brother.
I hope you have a million sales today alone.
Man, come
like
on now. That'd
be great. NSYNC style. Like a million. They're like, what just happened?
Love NSYNC. Come on.
That'd be crazy. All right, Mitchell Tenpenny, check out the record, and we'll come back in just a second here on the show.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If getting a good night's sleep is important to you as it is to me, there's nothing worse than those random nighttime noises that can keep you awake. Someone snoring nearby, or late night road work, or the dog in the backyard next door barking. Listen, the good folks at Bose feel your pain. I have these. I love these. You know Bose as the leader in noise-canceling headphones. Now they've developed a unique innovation that covers irritating nighttime noises in a new way with soothing sounds. All you have to do is choose a preloaded sound of your choice, put in Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds. They're no ordinary sleep buds, by the way. They combine aspects of passive noise reduction with active noise masking. Not only do they block ambient noise from reaching your eardrums, they put out little gentle repetitive sounds, both soothing and they're going to knock out some distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions. I love them. If you want to learn more, go to Bose.com or try them at a Bose store near you. They're Bose Sleep Buds. I use them. There's also an alarm inside of them. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
By 9 years ago, this woman, Paula, was cleaning the bathroom and she flushed her ring down the toilet, basically. And it was not only her wedding ring, but it was her wedding ring that her husband had also made extra special on their 20th anniversary, put some extra diamonds on it. And so she flushed it on the toilet. And that was it. The end. Well, all of a sudden, there's this guy named Ted who's working for the public waterworks department. He's going through and he's like, hey, what is this ring? Finds a ring, tracks her down 9 years later. He apparently found it just 400 feet from their house, just like sitting in a pipe.
Wow. That's so crazy.
And that she got it 9 years later. Right? And by the way, I would clean that thing. It's been in a toilet pipe for so long. Whew. I would put it through every cleaning thing you could possibly put it through, but she has it. And so she has it back. It's been thoroughly cleaned and she's wearing the original. The same ring that she lost 9 years ago.
Love it.
And this guy also could have kept the ring, by the way. And he didn't. Like, you just find a ring, you can keep the ring. There you go. You're not supposed to keep the ring, but he could have kept the ring very easily. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Who is Santa's favorite singer?
Who is Santa's favorite singer?
Elvis Presley.
Okay. According to a new survey, about 70% of millennials believe that they'll be millionaires. Yep. Hey, Morgan, number two, you're a millennial, huh?
Yeah, I am.
You could be a millionaire?
Yeah. No, you know, I hope I could, but no, I don't really see that happening.
Morgan, number two, is 25. She's our head of digital. So, 2/3 of them say they'll be worth 7 figures by the age of 40. Go ahead.
Okay, so worth 7 figures. I was wondering what their definition of becoming a millionaire, or what is the official definition? Is it if in 1 year you make $1 million?
I don't know. I don't even know the definition of what it would be. I would just say if you have $1 million, you're a millionaire.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
All right, gotcha.
I don't even think kids know how to make money. Like, I was reading this thing about how they go into schools and they go, hey, kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they're like, I want to be a YouTube star or Instagram influencer. Mm-hmm. But that's like us when we were kids being, I want to be a pro baseball player. Like, people do it.
Yeah.
But it's such a small group of people that can actually do it and make money. Do your kids struggle with that, Amy? Or no?
No, not yet. They don't say YouTube star or influencer.
What do they want to be when they grow up?
Police. They say either police officer or doctor. Those are the two answers I've heard. Which I'm okay with.
Eddie, you have a couple kids. What do they want to be?
So my 10-year-old, he knows he wants to be a movie director, like 100%. That's what he's going to do. And the little 5-year-old, I don't think he has a clue.
He wants to be a fighter?
I mean, he is a kind of a fighter. Like, he's probably going to be a comedian or some sort because he's just really funny.
Oh, is he funny?
Oh, yeah. He cracks all of us up, like all the time. We're eating dinner and he'll just say something and we'll just all laugh.
Here's a study that says people who are always late are more successful and live longer.
Huh, interesting.
Interesting. You just say it's interesting because I'm never late. Ever.
Ever.
But ever. Who are more successful?
I don't know. I mean.
Well, you're definitely more successful than we are. And Amy and I was late.
Right.
I am not in the Eddie category.
Well, you're in the middle.
Fine. I'll take the middle. But I'm not all the way Eddie.
It says if you're always late, and you may annoy everyone with your tardiness, but according to science, you'll likely live longer and be more successful.
I think Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I think it's because a lot of times we're late, it's because we're optimistic, thinking that we're going to be on time, and we're hoping for the best, because that's what we do. We hope for the best.
It.
We're optimistic.
Stop it.
Yeah. And therefore, more optimistic people live longer because we're happier.
Yeah.
Okay, you two need to chill out a little bit. You're always late.
It's true.
People who are always late are less stressed, not worried about deadlines, and are generally more relaxed.
Yeah, like calm down, chill out.
Okay, but calm down, like, chill out doesn't make more success.
No, I don't need to get five gray hairs trying to get to work.
And Bones, do you want to make a decision stressed out or chilled out?
I just want to be able to make a decision, and to make a decision, you got to show up on time and prove that you're worthy of making that decision.
Don't act like you show up on time. You show up like 30 minutes early. Going anywhere with Bobby, you have to circle the parking lot 100 times so you can't walk in so early. It's embarrassing.
What do you mean? You mean you have to show up early?
No. I don't know why I was thinking of this the other day, but we went to that event at that really swanky house and Little Big Town was performing, and we got there so early. We literally drove down this road and pulled in someone else's driveway, and we sat there and waited until we could go.
Yeah, we waited to go in. And you know what? We weren't late, and we were respectful of their time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what if we got there? We got to talk, listen to the radio. It was a fun night.
Yeah.
Why are you still thinking about that?
I don't
Let it go.
Why I thought about it.
It's the past, Amy.
It was a long time ago, but I actually was laughing out loud when I thought of it. And I'm like, is this what my life would be like if I was like Bobby? I would just get places early and awkwardly wait in parking lots nearby.
You would get places early and you would never disrespect anyone's time.
Yeah.
And they would be like, you know, that's a real respectful Amy. We like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Speaking of being respectful to time, Brantley Gilbert and Lindsay L. They're here and they're coming in. They're early. I love this about them. Brantley Gilbert has a new song, and Lindsay L is on the song, and they're going to come in. We'll talk to them in just a second. So, we got some guests coming by. So, should we start making people take their shoes off before they come in?
Ooh.
Like when guests come over to the house? Wouldn't that be a funny thing to do on the show?
And we'll see how they all react.
Yeah. And don't tell them, but hey, Bobby has a thing. You can't wear your shoes in the studio. And everybody that comes in, wouldn't that be a funny joke?
Yeah, maybe when we get our new studio, we start doing it.
Oh, yeah. New studio is going to be awesome.
I know. So, everybody take your shoes off at the door.
Everybody take your shoes off. All right. Brantley Gilbert and Lindsay L. coming in next.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brantley Gilbert.
All right. Brantley is walking in the hallway right now. Haven't seen Brantley. I saw Brantley in Los Angeles. We did the show for Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't been on the show in a while. Hey, there's Brantley Gilbert. And there is Lindsay L. Together. Look at it. Come on. You guys grab a seat over there. Brantley, how are you, bud?
I'm awesome, brother. How are you?
Good to see you, dude.
I'm sorry to get up with you yesterday. I was running around like a crazy person.
No, you're good. Brantley texted me. He's like, I'm going to text you tomorrow. Oh, can I do an impression of you to you?
Yeah.
Brantley's like, I'm going to text you tomorrow. Now I got no text. And I was like, what happened to Brantley?
But I text you this morning before I'm usually up. So that says something.
What time you wake up normally?
11.
A.M.?
Yeah.
Man, that would be the life. I was telling Eddie the other day. I said, Eddie, if I could wake up at one time, what time did I say wake up?
11.
I said, that's my dream time to wake up.
Yeah, man, but you got to work till 3 or 4 in the morning.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, yeah.
I have no problem with that. I wake up at 3 in the morning. It's brutal.
That is brutal. I'm usually still awake.
Yeah, although Lindsay L is here, too. Everybody, Lindsay L is here, too.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Long time to see.
And the reason you guys are here together is, put some headphones on so you can hear this.
Oh.
Brantley Gilbert has a new song called What Happens in a Small Town, and Lindsay L is also on the song as well. Right, here we go. So many questions about this, Brantley. First of all, you got new music out.
Yes, sir.
So you got this. So, what's going on with the music?
Man, we've been working on a record for almost 2 years now. And
2 years?
Yeah, man.
Why does it take so long? Why 2 years?
Because I micro-write.
Do you?
Everything we do. I circle back about 15 times. I recorded the whole record without looking at a lyric sheet. So I knew these.
And how long ago did you write the song?
Actually, not long ago. I turned, what I had of the record into Scott Borchetta. And, we have this routine we go through when we're getting ready to put out a record. And, everybody has to say it. It's a team environment, He said, dude, I love the body of work. It's amazing. He said, the songwriting's great. He said, we have singles on it. I just don't know if I have the single.
Like the first one to lead it off with, like the big one.
Right.
The one that makes people go, boom, that's the one.
Of all the songs that you want to already have.
Okay. Right? So then what do you do?
I called Rhett and Brock, and we headed out on the road. My wife and son stayed at home, and we took off and went out on the road and came up with this thing. And man, I got to tell you, it was leaning towards a duet the whole time. And it was just off to the races.
So Brantley and Lindsay L, the place of this here. We'll bring Lindsay in the conversation. Is that you playing guitar?
It is.
It is? So you sang and you let her play guitar on you in the record?
Hell yeah, man. Yeah? You were doing.
Yeah, she actually played guitar on a few of my dumb records. Yeah, yeah. Here we go. So, Lindsay, how do you get the call from Brantley to do this record?
I got the call from Scott Borchetta, actually, and it was one of the coolest moments to be like, yeah, I definitely want to be a part of this song with Brantley. And then going in the studio, being able to record, you know, my vocals and guitar with Dan Huff was like a crazy bucket list moment for me. And I remember I was playing the solo and Dan was like guitar teching for me. And he was like moving knobs on the amp while I'm playing. And I'm like, what is happening right now? One of my guitar legends is basically my guitar tech right now. And so the next day, Dan sent me a text and he's like, man, I got to tell you, Lindsay, for a jaded guitar player like me, your guitar solo was really inspiring. So I was like, well, if Dan Huff never says another word to me, then that's pretty cool.
So why would you have the head of the label call Lindsay? Is it because you don't want her to say no to you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's what I would wonder. Like she said, Scott Borchetta called, who's the head of the... So if he calls her, like I would just think you'd pick up the phone. Like I know both of you guys pretty well.
Yeah.
Never together. I don't think we've ever all three hung out together.
No.
All three of us have been romantic, but, you know.
But, hey, this is the first time for everything,
right,
guys.
Right. So, but that's it, right? So you tell Scott and you say, hey, I would like Lindsay to be on the song.
Dude, I don't blush. You just made me blush. we were actually having a conversation, you know, and of course, when it's my first duet, you know, guy-girl duet.
This is your first?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, I feel like we wanted it to be special. It had to be the right person.
So how does this work? Does she get paid to do this, or she just volunteer her time, or what happened?
I pay her whatever she wants.
All right, well then.
So when you recorded a duet, like, were you guys in the studio at the same time? Did you cut yours, and then she comes in after? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I had cut my part with Dan, and honestly, I was trying to FaceTime Dan and call Dan during the whole session.
Which I had no idea. Well, yeah. So they're talking in another room, and I'm in the booth singing vocals.
Killing it. And he was stoked about it. He was like, this is going to be amazing, dude. He said, her playing is incredible. And we knew that about it. That was another reason it was so appealing is she's not just a voice. She's not just a pretty face. Like, she can shred. Yeah, I mean, you know that. But it's
funny that everything Brantley goes, you know.
Well, so here's the thing.
Go ahead, Brantley.
Spade's a spade. You know what I mean? Me and you are tight.
Yeah.
And I was going, you know, when the whole idea came up, I was like, man, I need to call Bobby. I was like, surely he'll know this is on a professional level, you know.
So I feel like we might need to reset this for anybody.
Okay, Lindsay and I used to date a long time ago. How long ago we did? A year?
Yeah, just over a year ago. Yeah.
So yeah, we're all good. I'm not mad at you.
So that's why Brantley keeps going. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
You know. Yeah.
You know.
I hear you. Brantley Gilbert's here, Lindsay L's here. They have a new duet. And let's do this. I wanna play a duet. See if you can name who sings it. All right? It's pretty easy.
That's fun.
All right.
You like games, Brantley?
I quit third grade because of recess.
Yeah? All right, Brantley, can you name the two people in this song here? Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream. Man, I don't know.
Lindsay?
I probably should.
Kenny and Dolly.
There you go. Correct. All right, let's do this one. How about this one right here?
Thank God you're here.
We're here for each other.
How about Picture from, who sings with Kid Rock on Picture?
Oh, you know this.
Sheryl Crow.
There you go. Come on. There he is. I'm afraid if he gets something wrong, he's going to punch me. That's why I'm scared.
I'm not violent anymore.
I know, but I'm scared.
Anymore. Right.
We'll do one more. Brantley, who sings It's Your Love?
Oh, that's Tim and Faith.
All right, there you go. Good. Lindsay, who sings Whiskey Lullaby?
Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss.
There it is. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger. We'll do one more.
Make sure you got that.
I don't want to go to Brantley anymore. I'm just going to Lindsay. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Oh my gosh, who's?
Do you know the two? Alan Jackson and who sings with them?
Who's?
Here we go.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a.
How do I not know this?
Oh, Brantley knows it. Oh, Brantley knows
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Buffett. There see, we're perfect duet partners. We got each other.
Have you guys sang it live yet? Have you guys done this song
we
yet?
We haven't had the
we
opportunity
haven't.
Yet.
Boy, that's going to be cool, huh?
I'm really excited.
We're stoked. We're shooting, the video.
The video is, it brings the whole song to life, and I'm really excited for everybody to get to see it, too.
Well, listen, Brantley Gilbert and Lindsay L. Brantley has a new song called What Happens in a Small Town. It's out today, and then they're going to have this. And when do you get more? All these songs you already know. Like,
man,
next year
the label keeps saying second quarter. I keep saying first, and I'm saying it on the radio, so it's documented. Mm-hmm.
They all groaned when you just said that. Everyone on your team just groaned. But you're saying next year, at some point, you have a record ready to go
for sure. First or second quarter. You're supposed to say second quarter. I was saying.
Will you still? Are you gonna tour?
We are. I think maybe on the. You know, starting around April.
What basically. Quarter shall that be in, Brantley? Which quarter?
I don't know what quarter.
End of the second quarter.
I'm lost at this point. But we actually have talked about, we're kind of teasing it a little bit, but we've talked about getting on the road together and doing some things. So I'm stoked about that.
Then you can come out and sing the song.
Exactly.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be perfect. There you go. Brantley Gilbert, you know it's always good to see you.
You too, brother. And man, I got to tell you, the Dancing with the Stars thing.
You didn't watch that.
My mother-in-law gave me play-by-play and said you did awesome.
It's amazing.
There's a trophy right there. I won the whole, right, show them that. I won the whole thing.
That's a nice trophy.
Isn't it? It's crazy.
How about that?
Exactly. Champion. Yeah. King Dingling and Dance is what they're calling me. That's right. That's right. That's my name. Never thought I'd be dancing, did you?
No.
Yeah.
But she showed me one of them. I got to say, man, you got some moves.
Yeah. I developed some moves over many hours. Yes.
I'd snap an ankle, man.
Yeah, I almost did. Okay, listen. We're going to let you guys go. Brantley Gilbert, Lindsay L. Brantley has a new song, What Happens in a Small Town. It's out today. We played it. We'll play it again next hour, and it is good to see you guys. Brantley, good to see you.
Good to see you,
Lindsay,
too,
good to see
good
you.
To see you.
Amy, anything you'd like to say before they leave? You're clapping already, but go ahead.
No, I can't wait to see the video, because Lindsay said it brings the song to life.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready for that.
All right. Thank you, guys. And we'll come back in just a second.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. So I should make a statement about this Dancing with the Stars stuff. Because apparently I'm the reason that the show is not having spring season. I've canceled the show, basically, if you read all the reports online. Eddie, have you seen this?
I did. I read a couple stories that were pretty funny. I laughed out loud when I read them.
Okay. Before I kind of tell you what really happened, you tell me what you read.
So I read that the breaking news was that Dancing with the Stars will not be having a show in the spring, which is the first time they've done that since like 2006.
Okay, and why?
And then they go on to say that the reason why is because it was the last show was a controversial show with Bobby Bones winning the Mirror Ball.
Yeah, I said, here's one too. Dancing with the Stars, shocker. ABC skips spring cycle. And then it goes into how it's probably because there was an uproar by the viewers because I won. And I'm telling you, there's like 50 of these stories. And this is so not true. First of all, Dancing with the Stars didn't do a full spring show last year because American Idol's on. And so American Idol takes a place. The only thing Dancing with the Stars did last year, they did a smaller sports season. Athletes, it was very short. That's the only thing they're not doing is this very shortened season.
Gotcha.
But I'm getting blamed. The final results caused an uproar among Dancing with the Stars viewers, prompting many fans to call for a change to the show's voting structure. And it just goes on and on how the show is actually canceled because of me. Some people were on my Instagram going, I hope you're happy people don't have jobs.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what is happening
here? Come on.
First of all, I won the show fair and square. Second of all, they didn't cancel the show because of me. American Idol came on. It took most of that spring slot, and they're just not going to do a mini season. That's the only difference. That's all. But I'm getting hammered online.
I mean, dude, they're blaming you on ruining the show.
They're blaming me on canceling a network show, Eddie.
you
understand this?
The show.
Apparently, I have the power to cancel a network show.
Pretty
which,
funny.
By the way, we knew well beyond this announcement that it wasn't going to be back during the spring. I think pretty much everybody knew. They just happened to announce it. But no, if you read the internet, I'm the one that canceled Dancing with the Stars for the spring season. That's the uproar that it caused. Everybody's tagging me. Everybody's angry with me.
Oh, not everybody.
I'm just trying to have a Merry Christmas. I gotta go dance on tour tomorrow, which I was really looking forward to. And now I'm probably going to get booed since I canceled the show.
That's a good point.
Wow, I didn't think about the timing of this story, and now you're on tour.
Yeah. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina on the Dancing with the Stars tour. They're going to be like, and here he is. The reason you will not get to watch it, March, April, and May.
Boo.
Which, by the way, American Idol is that reason. Now, I'm a part of American Idol. That's where I've been the last few days. I got to tell you about this American Idol, and there's not too much I can say right now. But I did Hollywood Week, which meant I would stay up all night. So do the radio show, then I go and shoot, and then we stay up all night, get about an hour sleep, and do it again. And you've seen it on television where, like, they go into, like, a hotel and they do all their dances. Do you guys remember that stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Hollywood Week? Okay. So I actually experienced it, right? And I'm going through it with all the contestants. And it's done now, which is why I can talk about it a bit. And then they go up and they do their group performances because they all, like, get in these groups. I'm telling you, these contestants, they're forgetting lyrics left and right. I was so frustrated. Like, they would just nail in a practice and get up on the stage and they would just forget the lyrics. They'd just be like,
when you're frustrated, how do you react to them?
Well, one group tried to sell me out. So I'm mentoring and I'm trying to give them advice. And this one group gets together and they sound terrible. They're doing this song and they sound terrible together. And I'm like, guys, I don't think this is the song for you. Like, if you want to keep it, keep it. But I would suggest you go look at the board and pick another song. And so they do. And they sing it and they're nailing it in practice. They nail it the next morning. They get on stage and Luke and Katie and Lionel are there. And it's four of them or five of them. And they all forget the words to the song. And pretty much they're just going, and it's so awkward, right? And Luke goes, have you guys ever heard that song before? And Amy, they look at him and go, well, we were told to change it.
Oh.
Oh,
and I'm sitting in the crowd, and I'm about to jump up on stage. And they're like, yeah, we had another song, and we were told. They try to sell me out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been dealing with, people forgetting their lyrics. But oddly, you start to get close to these contestants. And you start rooting for them, and like there's like 100 of them. I don't even know all
their... Yeah, that's going to be hard because you're like not even down to the...
I know. No, I think last night they ended up cutting it down to like 50 or so. So, but that's where we are on that stage. So between Dancing with the Stars getting canceled because of me, and people forgetting lyrics because of me, and then me being sick, it's been a rough run for your boy here, you know?
Dang.
Just trying to have a Merry Christmas. I got to go dance on tour. I don't know any of the dances I'm supposed to do on this live tour.
Great. You got to get on that. My aunt and my cousin are going to come see you in Birmingham.
Oh, by that time, I'll know them. It's just the one in South Carolina. I'm probably just going to be like, what up?
Oh, okay.
Dude, I'm just going to do jazz hands the whole time. Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to be caught up on? I feel like it's been a pretty hectic last few days. Amy, anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Because we have guests coming in.
Unless you've like met a contestant that you want to marry, we're good.
No.
Or date?
No. Not a thing. I don't think I can. Isn't that like dating a patient?
I don't know.
Like a psychiatrist?
Did you sign something?
Right. Isn't there like mentor confidentiality where you promise that if you teach them that you can't date them?
Don't know.
No. But no, I did not find a contestant. It's not The Bachelor / American Idol yet.
Although, Bones, are you part of the crew, like, officially? Because those pictures you post of you and Lionel and Luke and mm-hmm. Katie, that looks awesome, dude.
Looks like, official.
You're, like, part of American Idol, and it's amazing.
I think I'm pretty part of the crew, right? Like, I'm not in the promo shots. I wasn't able to do the auditions because I was still doing Dancing with the Stars, but I have to go do a whole thing where I'm doing television promo work, going, hey, I'm coming on American Idol. I'm part of the group. So, I mean, they're treating me like I'm my own producer.
That's awesome.
So it's somewhere in the middle of like last year whenever I was on to do guest hits. And then I'm not Luke and Katie and Lionel.
Right.
Know? So it's something in the middle. But yeah, I guess I'm part of the crew. I'm official.
Props, man. I love watching your Instagram. It just looks awesome.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Hello.
This is Toby Keith.
This is Bobby Bones.
Hey, Bob. How you been, bub?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Oh, nothing.
I was listening to this song a minute ago. You know, Don't Let the Old Man In?
Yeah.
Like, how did you end up writing this song for this movie?
Well, I play Pebble Beach every year with Steve Stricker and the in that golf tournament, and Clint's been there for years, so he's kind of the mascot ambassador. So I got to know him a little bit, and after 2 or 3 years, he sent me an invitation to come play in his personal tournament at Tahama, the one he owns, and I was his partner 3 days in a tournament. And he said, somebody asked him about his birthday coming up Monday, and he said, yeah, I'm going to be 88. And I said, what are you going to do to celebrate? And he said, I'm going to go work on that movie for 3 months. And I said, what keeps you going? And he said, I try to get up every day and don't let the old man in. So I wrote a song. I knew the movie is about an old man, and so I wrote the song and sent it to him. He called me back the next morning after I sent it to him and said, I'm putting it in the movie.
Tell me about it, because I've seen the previews. Like, tell me what the movie's about, like normal person to normal person.
It's based on a true story about a guy from Indiana that was 80-something years old, 88. And his claim to fame was he was famous at, even got it printed in the New York Times that he made these lilies or something. He grew flowers. And at some point, the cartel started sticking. He'd haul loads of vegetables, I guess. And the cartel started putting a sack of something else in there with them, you know. And then when he found, you know, as he found out, he knew he'd kind of wrecked his life and was desperate. And so he ends up running drugs for the cartel. And they didn't really ever check him because they'd see an 88-year-old man and just not check him. You know, it's not what they were looking for. And it's a great movie, great story.
Got Toby Keith on with us. Hey, what's Clint Eastwood like, though, like hanging out?
He's a real nice guy, man. I mean, he's real laid back. He's funny. He's real soft-hearted. And, you know, I was expecting to be riding with Dirty Harry, you know. And he's just I love that he's been with the same company, Warner Brothers, for over 45 years, and that they kind of let him do what he wants to do, and he really doesn't have to. You know, a lot of people work for a lot of different, whatever's the best script and whatever pays the most or whatever, but he kind of gets to go about and do his own thing, and I love that. But he's a total gentleman, and he's an all-dayer. Guy will get up in the morning, play golf all day, and then host his event till midnight. I mean, he'll do it 3 days in a row, and he's a great mind and shape for a guy of his age.
All right, Toby Keith's on with us. Now, the movie we're talking about is called The Mule. That's where Toby's going to go and watch. And the song is Don't Let the Old Man In, and Toby's singing it. Toby wrote it. Toby, it's good to talk to you, my friend. We don't see each other enough.
Well, come out and see us. You used to come out and jam with us once in a while. You still doing that?
I'm just trying to, like, pay my mortgage right now, so I'm doing everything to survive.
Okay, brother. Godspeed.
All right. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Vitamin Water is holding a new contest where they're going to pay someone $100,000 to give up their smartphone all of next year. And you're going to have to take a lie detector test at the end to prove that you stuck to the rules.
Every single person I know would give up their smartphone for a year.
Heck yeah. I think even if you
for
only make
way,
it...
For way, way, way less.
Yeah. Even if you only make it 6 months, which if you've gone 6 months, you might as well go another six, they're going to pay you $10,000.
Okay. I know most of my friends would give, except for the work part of it, where you have to be connected because of work.
Right.
Like, they would give it up for a year for $10,000.
Yeah, because they will hook you up with what they call a 1996 era cellular telephone that you can use for phone calls.
So just... Lunchbox already lives this life.
Yes.
Yes, I would do it. I think we would all do it. But you know what? For $100,000, we're getting a lot of free promotion out of this because we're talking about it right now.
Yeah. And pretty much to enter, all you got to do is post on Twitter or Instagram and say how you would use your year if you didn't have your smartphone, like you'd save a bunch of time, and use the hashtags no phone for a year and contest. Entries are due by January 8th.
Wow. Okay. There you have it. Yes, I would do it. We would all do it. The end, right? Would anyone not do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in.
I would for $5,000.
I mean, what am I giving up?
Year.
Instagram? Okay.
Yeah. You know, Amy, you speak of that. I want to delete Facebook.
Okay.
But I don't want to delete Instagram.
Well, so you can do that.
But they're owned by the same person.
But that's okay.
It's kind of not, though. It's the same. Like, you almost have to do both.
No. They're very different.
It's like you want to remove yourself from a family, but you only kick one brother out. You keep a... I don't know.
But Facebook didn't found Instagram. Facebook bought Instagram.
But they're still... Anyway, my point is, I was going to delete Facebook, but I could... I have to leave Instagram. I love Instagram. Yeah. I love Insta stories. I don't even love Instagram that much. I don't even care that much about my feed. My main feed.
You just love your stories?
Yeah, sometimes I put pictures up maybe once every day. Sometimes I'll be like two or three. I just love Insta stories. I can like talk to the people all the time.
Sometimes I'm like a story machine and then I go radio silent for 3 days. And then I'm like all about the stories.
That's your right.
I know, but I wish I was more consistent and I just had like a steady flow of stories instead of like when I'm all in, I'm all in. And then I'm like, oh, I haven't posted in a while.
And you know what's funny too? We feel like Amy, like you think we noticed that?
Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody cares.
I don't. I know.
I never sit around and go, why hasn't Amy posted in like 18 hours? No, not at all. Post however much you want.
You're right. Nobody cares. Yeah.
What else?
Okay, so there's a cereal feud happening, like cereal that you eat.
Okay.
Okay, General Mills and Kellogg's. So what happened is, back in January, General Mills released a cereal mashup called Lucky Charms Frosted Flakes, even though they don't own Frosted Flakes, Kellogg's does. So Kellogg's just got revenge, and they've announced, coming soon, Honey Nut Frosted Flakes. And I gotta say, sounds really good.
But they don't own Honey Nut Cheerios?
No.
Is that it?
Mm-mm.
This is the lamest feud I've ever
heard
of.
General Mills owns it.
No. I'm just sitting here running through all the feuds that I've ever heard of. And this might be the wimpiest feud I've ever heard of.
Well,
cereals fighting each other through flavors.
I mean, it took them a year to come up with this revenge almost. So. Yeah,
then that's all they came up with.
They're like sitting in a boardroom. They're like,
They're terrible battle rappers.
Come on.
That's the slowest.
Right, Honey Nut Frosted Flakes. Okay, so I have the scenario for the perfect Christmas, and this is after a lot of research. So if you can plan this out, this will give you like the best Christmas odds ever. First of all, you need to wake up at 7:56 a.m. That's the ideal time to get up Christmas morning. Also, if you can happen to be in 4 inches of snow, that's awesome. Then you need to have one real Christmas tree, 7 presents under it for you, and you need to be able to watch 5 Christmas movies, have as many family members present as possible, and eat dinner at 2:33 p.m. Boom.
Well...
I know. I'm already thinking that Bobby's like, well...
I'm about 0 for 11 there. My Christmas is not going to be good.
I thought of that. And I was like,
I'm actually looking forward to Christmas. I just need a break. Like, yeah. I know you guys feel bad for me because I don't like not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. But I don't feel bad for me. I'm feeling pretty good. I am so tired just generally because of the last 6 months between Dance with the Stars and American Idol. And I'm tired in a great way. Like, I'm so lucky to be this tired. But for the first time, I'm just pooped. Like, I'm going to do a few shows on the Dancing with the Stars tour this weekend. But I'm done. I need a break. Like a long...
I'm glad you recognize that.
I need a break. I need a girlfriend. And a smoke.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, right.
I've never smoked in my life. That's all.
He comes back a smoker. Yeah. Like, what happened?
That's so weird. Ew.
I know, and I just coughed. I've just been sick for so long too. You know, I drink this cough medicine, right? And I don't get to drink it very often because it has codeine in it. And so while I'm working, I can't take the cough medicine because it makes me loopy. But it's about the only thing that'll keep me from coughing right now. And so like this is hardcore stuff. And so I take it and I just lay in bed and just giggle. And I just wonder, is this what it's like whenever like you're just like high? Because it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean codeine. Yeah, hydrocodone.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there.
Yeah. Man.
I mean, are you taking like a fourth a cup? How much
No,
are you
but I'm telling you, it doesn't take much for me since I don't really ever, like, I don't drink alcohol. So it's like I just lick the bottle and I'm like, but I'm not coughing.
Oh, jeez.
So anyway, all right. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah, Amy, that's my pile. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
What's up? Why are you acting funny?
No, nothing.
Did you get me what we were talking about off the air?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
We're talking about Christmas presents. And I just say this. A few people have got me the same exact gift, mm-hmm. and I don't want to make it public.
Who are these people?
I don't want to say because then they'll know. My point is, 5 different people have gotten me the same exact gift, which I thought was very nice of them to do. And it's a perfect gift, but they've all given me the same exact thing.
Like, really good friend people?
Pretty good friend, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I don't want to post it on like social media and just be like, thank you to this person because 4 other people got me the same exact gift. So I'm kind of, it's kind of a weird place.
Mm-hmm.
Why, yeah. Did you get me that gift?
No, did you? No, did I don't want to talk about it. It's fine.
She's acting weird, but
I know, right? Thing. Right, like, before we went on the air, she was like, what? And so we were about to hop on the air and, okay.
Whatever.
Well, listen, whoa. I was just talking about it off the air. Don't get sassy.
No, I'm not sassy.
You've kind of been sassy with me all
people?
Show. You can't, what? You have been sassy with me all show.
What?
Right,
I have?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Because sassiness. I called you out on one comment and you're holding on to it.
No, I'm not. That's it. Have a good weekend. Amy, what's going on with you?
Nothing. Just hanging out at the house with the kids. Like, we're going to go do some shopping. They want to buy Christmas presents for, like, Papaw and their Mama Bee and their Papa Bee. So, just stuff like that.
Who's Mama Bee and Papa Bee?
That's my husband's parents. And then my dad is Papaw.
Why the Bee?
Their last name's Brown.
Oh, got it.
And then they had grandkids way before that they've called them Mama Bee and Papa Bee for, you know, 20-something years.
So they've always been Mama Bee and Papa Bee. Yeah. Your kids and just then, call them what everybody else is called.
Yeah.
Them.
And then my dad's first grandkid came up with Papaw and it just stuck. So that's just what it is.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Columbia, South Carolina to dance tomorrow on the Dancing with the Stars tour. And I have a bad cough. And I'm taking medicine. I'm trying to get better. I would cough to let you hear how dirty it is, but our listeners don't want to hear that.
Just give us something.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I felt that one. Yeah. I felt it.
That rumbled.
Ew.
I've been
dirty.
Fighting that for a while. It's dirty. Dirty cough.
Dirty cough. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, you need to get that dirty. Fixed.
Amy, I'm trying. I've been, you know, everything I could do, I've been doing it. I've done all the enemas. I've done
enemas.
Enemas are not going to fix that.
Oh, they're not.
Doing
that's
enemas?
Why, dude.
Wrong thing. Yeah, wrong hole.
Oh, boy.
So I'm Charleston, South Carolina. I'm going to Alabama. I'll be in Augusta, Georgia. I have all these Dancing with the Stars tour dates, and then everybody thinks I canceled Dancing with the Stars because I won the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and I didn't.
It probably is your fault.
It probably is. I know. I broke the show. E! News had done a thing on their Instagram a couple days ago. They were like, Dancing with the Stars is not coming back for the spring season. I already knew that before the end of the show. I knew because I'm on American Idol, which is on in the spring. And so, but they put a picture of Sharna and I as the main picture. And everyone's like, yeah, because this idiot won. And I wrote on there, I broke the show. Ha ha ha. It got a lot of stuff happened on that feed, on that E! News feed.
Great. Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have written that. Did you see me do that, Mike D? Yeah. Probably shouldn't have done that. In retrospect, wasn't the wisest move. They're not going to cancel the whole show because someone won the show that a select few people didn't like. But by the way, that most listeners voted for, viewers voted for, because I won. Whatever, they can grab on these. You know what I mean? Merry Christmas.
Dang.
I know.
Got them.
What's up?
I like that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right, gonna go. Have a good weekend. Have a good weekend. Eddie, have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bones. You too.
Good luck dancing.
Have a good weekend. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you. Bye, everybody.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.